On this one, you can see, for some reason, the inside claw is longer than the outside claw. So it'd be interesting to watch this cow walk a longer distance around the cubicles or somewhere to see if she's got, you know, a slight problem in her hocks or something that's causing her. She's putting more weight on the inside claw than the outside claw. And normally on the back feet, it's the other way around. But again, exactly the same principle. I measure it, and lengthwise, there's very little to come off this. I'm just going to take the distance between the two claws. When you're measuring, get the tops of the claws there the same, not the bottoms, because that is where you measure the height from, on the top, or otherwise you'll get an uneven length in the two claws. So all I'm going to do is take the toe off that inside claw, and I'm actually not going to take anything off the outside claw because it's the right length. But she is high in this outside claw. If I put that on there at the moment, it's just about half an inch difference between the two. So I'm just going to stabilize this inside claw, just make it nice and flat, just get her a little thinner in the toe. You want them to try and walk up on the toes as much as possible, so take very little height off the heel, just off the toes. If you take too much height off the heels, they'll walk back on the pasterns like this, and they'll be putting too much pressure on the heels. But this cow's got quite clean heels, there's just a little crack there, so I'll just take that out. I'll reduce the height in this outside claw. When you're trimming cow's feet, that'll lame. There'll be four real common things that they'll be making them lame. At the moment, like Alex was saying, the real scourge is the dermatitis on the heel, which you either get here or here or around the dew claws here. But just assess every foot when you pick it up and see what you can see. And immediately you can see there's quite a nasty crack here on this outside one. I'm going to take the height down a little more so she's not walking on it. And then one of the other problems is ulcers that we spoke about before. Mainly in overgrown feet, you'll get too much pressure on the quick. And then I touched briefly on the white line separation. That's what this cow has got, just a touch there. Again, more than likely a stone has gone in there when she's been out at summer grazing, and it's pushed right up, but it's split out on the top of the foot. So again, I'll just take it all out. And take a little bit of the wall away as well. Don't just get the hook of the knife and dig a hole, because then as soon as the foot goes down on the floor, that hole's going to fill up with muck. I've taken away all that crack on the wall, and then if she puts the foot down now, that muck will just slide up there, and that'll be a lot easier on her. And again, just smooth off. But these are just dry cows, routine trimming that, you know, if the farmer was doing themselves, you're just finding a few problems, little problems in the foot that will turn into bigger problems later on. And again, I've just taken that out, that's saved any problems later on during the lactation. Again, exactly the same as the other foot. This inside claw is longer. Maybe a good 3/4 of an inch. But that it hasn't got the height on it, so she's not walking all on that claw. But for some reason, she's dragging the toe, and it's making it grow longer. Again, and it's only just longer, so I'm just going to take it off. And I'll actually take it a little bit shorter than what I should do, keep it in line with the other one, and it'll give it time to grow. Again, she's got nice clean heels, there's no sign of any dermatitis. I'm just scratching to make sure there's no stones in it, so I don't burn a knife. And these feet are ideal, they're just enough hardness in them, which allows me to cut them easy. And they're not too soft for her to cause any problems to her.
Looking like it's going to have to.
So all it needs to do for that, just clean it up, nice and level, and then just reduce the height in this outside claw. The colour of these hooves are quite nice. They're just off white. There's no blood on in them, so there's not much evidence of laminitis. If this was all discolorated, all sort of blood red, sort of like almost like beetroot, you'd say there was an imbalance of protein in the cow's diet. But the coloration and the hardness of these cows, I'd say that the diet and everything is just about perfect. Again, she's just got a little mark there in this outside white line. So I'll just investigate, make sure there's no stones underneath. But again, it doesn't come to anything, and she's not laying. And again, for those folks that have just joined us, I'll just show how to clean off this. If the cow had an ulcer here or real bad white line separation in this outside toe, I would glue a block on that inside claw. But the secret is to get all the dirt off it, to give somewhere for the glue to stick to. So I'd use the rasp and get it all nice and clean. And this is about the only time I do use the hook of the knife. I'll scratch lines in it like that to give the glue something to knit to, rather than a nice smooth area. And then again, if you had a big ulcer here, I would glue that on there. This one of the new blocks is a lot extra large, so it is actually too big. You just want it sticking out past the heel. This one is just too far because she'll be catching the dew claw when she's walking. But you want it sitting nice and flat on the foot, and when you're trimming it, by keeping the sole of the foot nice and flat, it allows then to put the block on nice and flat. And leave that on for about 6 weeks. And by then, this problem in this outside claw would have healed. They will stay on longer than that, especially these plastic ones. The old-fashioned wooden ones used to wear away a lot quicker because the wood was soft. But these plastic ones last a lot longer. But if you leave it on any more than 6 weeks, you're going to start putting pressure on the pedal bone on this claw. I mean, sometimes you take the block off, you'll find you've got an ulcer underneath the block. So then you've got to try and glue a block on there, on the other one.